This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Live Saturday edition of the program. As always, you can dial toll-free, and you can join us on the radio here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. And we've also got Skype. You can Skype into the show here at Skype, username lrn.fm. Tonight, with you in the studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And we're going to start out with a story that I mentioned on, I think it was Wednesday, because that was the last time that we were both on the air. Mark, you and I took the last couple nights off to go down to New York City, where Talkers was hosting their yearly seminar slash convention thing. It's a talk radio industry thing, and we've been going. This was, I believe, our 12th year. And so thank you to all of our Free Talk Live listeners who have become amplifiers for $5 a month. They've gotten perks for that $5, and we can talk more about that program later on. But it was the amplifiers who sent us down there and have been sending us down there year after year to schmooze it up with the big wigs in talk radio. And it was good. It was a good conference. So glad to be back. We'll take your calls, as always. Again, 855-450-FREE. But here's one of the stories that we didn't really get to cover that I thought was important. And it's very similar in sound to a story that we've covered, I think, at least twice in the last couple of years, which the last headline was that the amount that expatriation costs, the fee that you have to pay in order to leave the United States legally, like, see you later, don't want to be here anymore, Barack Obama or Donald Trump or whatever the reasons are,
whomever
people leave, there's a fee that the government wants to charge you on the way out. And the news in the last couple of years was that fee had, I believe, doubled, if I'm recalling correctly, but yet the number of people that wanted to leave and were leaving was continuing to increase.
So there's a fee, and then there's the exit tax, okay? So there's a percentage of your wealth you must give up to leave the country, and you must pay a fee in order to give up your citizenship. So, you know, you can go someplace, and you can live someplace.
But they still own you.
Well, that's the United States government is unique in the world in that it claims a portion of your earnings no matter where you are in the world. Okay? So pretty much every government on the planet, except the United States' government, will say that, hey, you owe us money for that you make inside this particular polygon on the map.
Because you're here.
Right. If you're outside of this polygon, then, you know, that's the problem of the next polygon that you're in, whatever it means. So that makes more sense, because essentially
it's still criminal.
Well, what it is it's a super ownership, a super level of ownership on land. So you own your property. However, there's an organization above your property which also claims to own it. So there.
Well, then you don't own it.
Right.
You have maybe a ability to transfer a title that confers some level of responsibility for that property, but ultimately, if they get to take it from you, then you don't really own it.
Sure. You don't have certainly sole ownership over it, and there's forms of super ownership over yours. So the state, the municipality, the state, and the federal government all have kind of ownership over your land above you. And this is, you know, in other countries, this is sort of the way they operate. They claim all the land in a given geographic area, and if you're making money in that given geographic area, you owe them money. However, the United States government not only does this, but it does one step further. They claim to own your labor. Now, if they own your labor, I presume they're claiming ownership of your body, too. And this is why I've made the claim on multiple occasions that citizenship is the new slavery. It certainly isn't antebellum chattel slavery from the 1850s.
Mm-hmm.
But
much more comfortable now.
Absolutely true. But slavery has existed with us since before the agricultural revolution. I mean, thousands of years, one would presume that slavery has always been with mankind. This is just a different sort, where a group of people claim to own your labor at you know, at any point. If you're on their land, then they claim to own your labor. That's, you know, that's one thing. But in the case of the United States, it's different and worse, more invasive. They claim to own your labor no matter where you are. So if you leave the United States,
true.
You go to Mexico, all right, and you just decide you're going to live in Guadalajara, and you're going to run your internet company that makes $1 million a year, the United States government claims a portion of your labor. And
it's crazy.
If you're a U.S. citizen.
Now, how would they know about it?
Well, I can't propose to claim that. I mean, you know, you're...
Because normally in the United States, companies are going to send in tax paperwork. They're going to have you fill out W-9s or whatever they are, or 2s, or I don't remember.
They would still do that. I mean, if you're, you know...
A foreign company would have you fill out IRS tax paperwork?
I can't
imagine they would even know what you would need to fill out.
If you're dealing with U.S. vendors and you're a U.S. company, you're going to get U.S. tax information, whether you, the owner of that company, happen to be out in Guadalajara or not. Now, if you incorporate companies outside of the United States and you create shell companies and all mm-hmm. these sorts of things, then sure, it gets much more complicated.
But I know that they do have a way to kind of crack down on bank accounts, right? Like, they will demand that banks sort of jump through whatever regulatory hoops that they want them to, as far as reporting accounts
of
Americans.
This is one of the reasons that foreign banks really hate to do business with U.S. citizens, because the United States government has decided that foreign banks are obligated to provide all kinds of information to the United States government because of this stupid rule that they have.
Right.
This extra rule that other countries don't have. Other countries don't want to give bank accounts to United States citizens. Other countries' banks.
According to CNBC.com, Americans abroad have just about had it with Uncle Sam's tax filing requirements. Those were the findings from a recent survey of more than 2,100 U.S. expatriates.
Now, U.S. expatriates are hard to find. An expatriate just means somebody living outside the country. It doesn't mean they hate the United States. They're not America haters or anything like that. They just don't live here. A lot of people,
I suspect a lot of them have left because they're sick of the United States and the government.
I wouldn't propose to know the reasons that they've left, but I can tell you when I went to Belize, I saw a large expatriate community, mm-hmm. and they just went down there because their dollars went farther. Mm-hmm. Many of them retired. They had a pension, or they had Social Security, or they had both. And they simply decided, look, this is a better place to live because I can live in a bigger, nicer house, have better weather, and my money's going to go farther. And all the food's organic, so I don't have to worry about paying extra for organic food or whatever it is their concern might be.
So they surveyed 2,100 expatriates. According to Greenback Expat Tax Services, which specializes in working with American taxpayers residing overseas, just 4 out of 10 of the respondents, or just over 4 out of 10, said that while they aren't planning to renounce their U.S. citizenship, they wouldn't rule it out. And 19% of them said they're seriously considering it. Half of those who are either planning or considering giving up their citizenship say the primary reason is the burden of U.S. tax rules.
Now, I have a friend who has given up his U.S. citizenship, and he gets to come back in the country. Many people think that, you know, suddenly that means you just can't come back in the United States. And it doesn't mean that at all.
That just means you'd be a visiting alien or something like that, or whatever.
You're subject to whatever
legal status.
Rules and legal status that
you'd have to have
somebody who's not a citizen who's visiting.
A visa.
Yeah.
Right? You'd have to have a certain time limit.
It depends on where you're coming from as to whether or not you need a visa. Some countries don't need visas.
David McKeegan, the co-founder of Greenback Expat Tax Services, said...
One thing you interestingly can't do is claim to not be a citizen of any country. So you basically have to
You have to be a citizen to person. Wasn't there a citizenless man that we talked to once upon a time?
Yes, well, he's a guy who claimed to not have citizenship. He claimed that no government had rulership over him, but he didn't file the paperwork with those governments. So the governments did not share his feelings.
Mm. Whatever happened to that dude?
I don't know.
What was his name? Michael Golsky or something
like that?
Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Quote, tax requirements like the Foreign Account Tax Compliance Act, the FATCA, which was the thing we were talking about before, where they want to know if you have an account at other banks. and the report of foreign bank and financial accounts, which is FBAR, start to become more painful for people, and they write to their congressperson seeking action. But apparently, they haven't done anything for them, and these expats are frustrated. And are you frustrated? Have you left the United States? If so, what was your reason for it? Or are you considering leaving? Because, you know, a lot of people always say this after an election. I'm leaving, or Barack Obama got elected, or Donald Trump got elected. It's Free Talk Live.
Last week at Consensus 2017, a cryptocurrency conference in New York City, an agreement was made between 56 companies representing 83% of the hashing power for Bitcoin. Bitcoin is an international internet currency that has, of late, taken the tech world by storm. In the agreement, they pledged to implement segregated witness, a long-needed patch for the Bitcoin software, at 80% acceptance instead of 95%, and increase the Bitcoin block size, relieving pressure on the network and lowering prices for transactions. This compromise is supported by the former head developer of Bitcoin, Gavin Andreessen, and Bitcoin.com's Roger Ver, along with 83% of the Bitcoin miners. Some of the core developers and the influential organization Blockstream do not support it, however. Although the finish line is not yet crossed, it may be in sight, and we here at Free Talk Live, along with most of you, breathe a sigh of relief, hoping that this opens the door to the continuation of the most important piece of software since the internet. Find out more at Bitcoin.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, DanPilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You dial toll free. Join us on the radio here. Our number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about expatriates, people who are, for whatever reason, many of them fed up with the United States in some way or another. Some, as you pointed out, Mark, they just want to go and live somewhere where their money runs, you know, gets them more.
The United States is a great place to make money,
mm-hmm.
but... you know, you and I went to Mexico not too long ago, and things are significantly less costly. Transportation's less costly, domiciles are less costly,
yeah,
and
that was Acapulco,
right? And that's a
tourist
resort
city town.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying that I would just run off to the heart of wherever drug crime is, but. You know, by and large, tourists are left alone because they don't have any particular value in these, turf wars that gangs have out in the hinterland.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to get into some of the numbers here. What are the, expatriates having to deal with? What are these hassles that they're having to put up with? Because many of them are considering renouncing citizenship. So you can look at the expatriates as two distinct groups. There are, I'm sure you can break it down further, but there are at the very least those who have left and have renounced citizenship, and those who have left and are still dealing with the responsibilities, the burdens, the obligations of being a citizen.
I'm not sure you even count as an expatriate once you've given up citizenship. I mean,
well, I think
a lot of people might consider you that.
Yeah.
But I don't.
Well, you'll have to pull up the definition of expatriate. I'm pretty sure it's anybody who leaves their homeland for some significant period of time or indefinitely or something like that. But I don't have it in front of me. So we're going to continue with that here. You are welcome to comment as well and bring up anything that's on your mind. And wherever you are in the world, if you've got a bumper, you can slap a sticker on it and influence people as long as they can read it. So you can do that by going to libertystickers.com. You can reach thousands of people in a relatively short period of time if you drive around with bumper stickers. And you know that people love to read them. So check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages that you can stick on your car or binder or bike or wherever at libertystickers.com. Laptops, we like putting them on. Our laptops.
Sure, I put mine. I do have a definition here for you.
An expatriate.
A person who temporarily or permanently is residing in a country other than that of their citizenship. So if you get citizenship in a new country, then you're no longer an expatriate of the United States.
Interesting.
By that particular definition.
Yeah.
Then again, words are defined in usage.
That's true.
And if people use it in that way, then you just gotta define your terms with people you're discussing.
Well, would that make you a patriate? If you have if you're an expatriate,
I think it would make you an immigrant.
Okay, because ex sounds like to leave. Patriate, patriate sounds like the place in which you would become patriotized or a patron or something like that.
I don't know why they use it.
Curious to know the etymology of that.
To me, the term means that somebody who more than temporary. I'm not talking like a vacation. You're going to live.
Well, they said reside. The word reside was in there.
Okay.
So let's go to. Dunker, he's on the line with us here. Dunker calling from, I believe, Florida on Skype.
Yes. Hey, guys. I'm super excited to talk to you.
Hey, welcome. Welcome to the show. You are one of our listeners who is a Free Talk Live amplifier, and you've mentioned recently that you've got a big plan ahead of you. What's going on?
Oh, I'm finally getting out of the state of Florida and coming home to New Hampshire to be with you guys.
Wow.
As part of the Shar Society.
Well, we can definitely relate, having also left the state of Florida. In our case, we left back in 2006. After having launched this show in 2002, we moved up here as part of the migration, that there are these active migrations of libertarians and voluntarists and liberty-loving anarchists, people that really care about freedom, who are picking up their lives and moving, sometimes, as you are, across the country. Some just moving from, Massachusetts, so they don't have to go that far, but a lot of people moving from all around the country. In fact, as far away as Russia, I believe, is probably the longest distance somebody has moved to be here. And we've actually had a couple people move from Russia to come here and join the liberty
movement.
Russia's
a good place to leave.
Absolutely. And so is Florida. So congratulations to you, Dunker, for
like
this.
Like, we're having this conversation about expatriation. I don't hate Florida.
I don't either. It's beautiful.
Understood that there wasn't an opportunity to pursue what was important to me, which was the creation of a place where people could live more freely. Florida's, the population's growing all all the time. The geriatrics that move there are constantly, you know, making the laws so that they benefit them, as they, you know, as people do. People vote their interests, yeah. Right? So if you're going to move from New York or Illinois or something
all
like that.
All the old status, from New York.
You're going to move down to Sarasota, Florida, and you're going to vote your interests. Well, those interests weren't my interests, and I decided to go elsewhere. I don't consider Florida to be awful or anything like that.
Just no, it's a fine place to visit, but if you want to see freedom in your lifetime, then Florida is not going to be that place. So what was it, Dunker, what was kind of the clincher for you? Why did you decide to make this big move to join other libertarians in New Hampshire?
Well, I started listening to you guys when podcasts pretty much started out. That was back when Manwich was on the show. when you guys were on Florida, that's an old joke.
Yep.
People
yes,
might
yes.
not get.
That's you, Mark. You used to call yourself Manwich.
I did, yeah.
In the early, early days of the show.
And about 5 years ago, I lost the right to drive, and I just kind of as a streak. I have a big stubborn streak. And I said, well, fine, I'm never going to drive again, fine. And so I've been riding my bicycle very regularly since then.
Yeah, we met you, I think, for the first time at the Coins in the Kingdom conference, which was a Bitcoin conference that was held in Orlando. And I don't think they've had another one since that first one.
No.
You had ridden up the coast of Florida, because where are you from, Palm Beach, somewhere on the East Coast, I think it was?
Yes, East Coast, a little town called Sebastian.
Yep, okay, Sebastian, and I've actually been there once.
As have I.
And you rode up the coast, a number of hours on a bike all the way up to Orlando, so you are definitely a serious bike rider, but you're about to set out on a pretty big journey. You're doing Florida to New Hampshire. How many miles is that? I'm sure you've calculated a route out.
According to Google Maps, it's just over 1,500 miles.
Wow. Because I know that took, when we drove up here back in 2006, it took about 26 hours, I think it was, and that was driving straight, with only stopping for gas fill-ups and, you know, the occasional bite to eat. But that was just, you know, no sleep time. If you're asleep, you slept in the car as you switched off driving, so 26 hours straight. How long are you expecting this to take?
I can do about 100 miles a day, and at that pace, I should make it in about 2 weeks.
Sounds right.
Excellent. So you're planning on making it in time for the upcoming Somalia Fest at Rogers Campground. Is that right?
I might make it to Somalia Fest. I'm definitely making it to Pork Fest.
Okay, got it. Well, we'll hope to see you at Somalia Fest. I know that we're going to be there for at least a couple of days. We're not sure if we're staying for the whole thing or not. It depends on accommodations. But, wow, what an exciting idea. This is very similar to what you might remember as the Walk for Liberty. Longtime listeners of the show may remember this. People have been paying attention to the Liberty Movement in New Hampshire, where Will, he was called Will Buchanan at the time, but he's now Will Anderson. Anyway, Will walked from Oregon, from the coast, all the way over to the seacoast of New Hampshire. And I don't remember how long that took, but it was a long time. But he, you know, very, very similar. If you want to hang on a moment, Dunker, if you got time, we'll continue with a few more questions. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us on the air.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, live Saturday edition of the show. As always, you can join us right here. We got more to say about expatriation. That's coming up here in a moment. It's Ian and Mark in the studio. Tonight, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. And we're also part of, and we've talked about this for a long time on Free Talk Live, more than a decade, which is this movement of liberty-minded people, libertarians, voluntarists, people like that, who are migrating to New Hampshire. New Hampshire being the most free state already.
As rated by the Cato Institute in their most recent Freedom in the 50 States.
Right. And so it's a great destination.
And more than one time.
Yes. It's a great destination, a great starting point for a libertarian concentration movement.
Right. And if you've ever talked to a libertarian, it's likely one of the things you've said is either voiced a concern about without the government taking care of it, how would we have roads? Or you'd probably told them, if you don't like it here, move to Somalia. Mm. And that's the reason that we're going to have Somalia Fest here in New Hampshire in just 1 month away.
Yeah, and now Dunker is on the line here, calling us from Florida, the southeast portion of the state. He is getting ready to kick off a bike ride, heading all the way up to New Hampshire, 1,500 miles. It's going to take approximately 2 weeks. He says he can do 100 miles a day. You're leaving from Sebastian. And when are you leaving? Is it tomorrow or tonight?
I'm leaving early in the morning, okay. Tomorrow morning, like 4 or 5.
So let's talk about what it's like to ride a long distance like this. Is this your longest ride that you will have ever accomplished?
Correct.
Okay. And prior to this, what's the longest one that you've done?
I went out to I'm relatively close to the headquarters for the Venus Project, and you guys have talked about it before.
That's the Marxism with robots thing, right?
Yeah, okay. Exactly. It's
I didn't know they had a headquarters.
Nutty, but it's interesting.
I just thought it was a YouTube video.
It is interesting.
All right. So yeah. That's a whole other conversation. So anyway, so what was the longest ride?
On that trip, I did 100 miles out. First day was 100 miles. Second day was just over 30. Mm-hmm. And the third day was about 100 as well.
What was wrong the second day?
Oh, that was just from the hotel to the Venus Project headquarters.
Okay.
Now, so this is going to be a lot longer. So you're talking about, 10, 15 times longer ride.
Oh, yeah.
I know that when Will Anderson was walking across the country as sort of almost a publicity stunt or personal accomplishment thing, it's kind of both simultaneously.
Sure, both of those things. And at the same time.
I remember when he was doing that obviously you walk that far, you're going to burn a hole through some shoes. There's going to be some problems that come up. What is it that you foresee, besides a popped bike tire, what is it that is likely to occur as far as difficulties biking across that long distance?
Bike problems are the biggest thing I've had in mm-hmm. the past. I'm going to be prepared as much as I can. I'm carrying four extra inner tubes and a little bike repair kit and,
What else can you carry,
So, yeah, what are you packing out? I mean, obviously, a lot of people, when they move across the country or move anywhere, it's always a good idea to simplify. It's a good idea to sell down the crap that you have. Mark, unfortunately, didn't do this at all when he moved up here. But
I think normal people bring a U-Haul, but being
I think simplifying is a good idea anytime in life.
You threw away all your furniture.
And moving, because you can always get more furniture.
That's true.
Anyway, and moving is a good time and a good excuse to do that. Obviously, if you're on a bicycle, you have to. So what are you planning on, what are you packing out besides the bike repair stuff?
Yeah, just a backpack and a little a dry bag, like those camping dry bags.
I don't know what that is. Is that something you store things in?
Yeah, they take them on sailboats, too. The idea is you roll the top up and you clip it over and then it's airtight.
Okay, all right.
Exactly.
And wait, camping stuff, too, did you say?
No, I'm going to be staying in motels.
Okay, all right. So that lightens the load. It's going to increase the cost a little bit, but you'll lighten the load. Now, what about? I know that one thing that Will and others who have traveled across the country have found was the case was that people can be very generous. So you may want to consider Airbnb, for instance, or reaching out to libertarian communities in the cities that you're planning on going through. You might be able to crash on people's couches and save a lot of money that way.
I hadn't thought about that too much.
Yeah, something to consider there. And also, will you be doing any publicity for the ride besides calling Free Talk Live, which I appreciate. I'm glad you're calling because I think it's it's an exciting project.
It's also pretty easy.
Right.
Yeah. I have a website and Facebook and YouTube and all that stuff.
And what is the website?
It's dunkerbike.com.
Dunkerbike. So what are you going to be posting up there? Like blogs about, here's what happened today, I got a pop tire, somebody threatened me, whatever, ran over a squirrel. What will you be posting there?
Pretty much, yeah. I plan to, each day will be a single post on the website, on Facebook and Twitter and Google and all that stuff. I'll be posting, as I take a picture, I'll post it right away.
Mm.
The website's going to be at the top of the page. There'll be a link to a map where people can follow me on my ride. I have an app on my phone that tracks my location in real time.
Oh wow, that's so cool!
And you can see exactly where I am on the map.
Yeah, we didn't have that back when Will Anderson walked across the country and actively updated map of exactly where you are, which is cool because that means that supporters can easily go out and, you know, and meet you if you are publicizing where you're going. And I know that if you look at the book, there's a great book called Peace Pilgrim that I read several years ago.
Yeah, it's a great book.
Fantastic book. It's she's a Quaker, I believe, if I'm recalling correctly, and she walked about across the country multiple times.
Yeah, she gave up all her possessions, just had an apron and
a toothbrush.
A toothbrush and some things she carried in her pockets, and that was life.
And she walked across the country with the understanding that there were probably, you know, she didn't bring anything with her. She was hoping that she would just kind of figure it out on the way, that the universe would provide, if you will. And it did. Most every night she had a roof under which to sleep. She had food that had been, you know, given to her. So sustenance.
Sometimes she slept under, you know.
Very rare. Yeah. It was only a handful of times where she could not find, you know, just sort of by the generosity of the people.
But if she went to other people's houses, she always did things at their house, like wash the dishes.
Oh, did she?
Did things to sort of make her, you know, stay worthwhile to them.
But back then, she was getting a lot of publicity because, you know, there wasn't that much in the news. We didn't have the Information Society. This was the 1950s, I believe, was when she was doing the bulk of her walking, if I'm recalling correctly. It was more than like a decade. She did it for a long time. And so she would get news coverage from newspapers and radio stations who were fascinated by the idea of this woman, just this lady.
It's still fascinating.
Yeah, walking from place to place as sort of her life. That's what she did. Spreading her message of peace. And so it would be interesting, I don't know if you've thought about doing this, but in, you know, if you're going to be too busy, obviously if you're on a bike, it's going to be hard to accomplish, but maybe somebody out there who wants to assist could assist. But contacting media in the cities in which you're going to be arriving, you know, giving them a heads up that, hey, I'm traveling across the country, and I'm coming through, you know, Charleston, South Carolina, or whatever, and so you call the TV station, you call the newspaper, you call the talk radio stations there, and you just kind of pitch the idea, and you see if you can stir up any interest, which would do a lot to drive traffic to your website, and ultimately give you the opportunity to talk about why you're moving to New Hampshire in all of those media, and really, you know, publicize this beyond the libertarian community. So I'd like to suggest that to you if you haven't thought about it.
Right, it's something to think about, sure. I'll probably try that at some point.
Cool. Well, let us know how it goes, will you? I mean, as you're going throughout the ride, it doesn't have to be every day if you don't feel like it, but just whenever you've got an update worth sharing with our audience.
I have one other question. Yeah. Is there a bike path you intend to take, or is this going to be all on the road?
It's going to be highways.
Okay. Like U.S. highways, not interstates, right?
Interstates, it's usually illegal to ride a bicycle.
That's what my thought was.
Right. U.S. 1 is the main road I'm going to be taking.
It's a pretty busy road in a lot of locations.
Very
be careful.
Oh, yeah. Exciting.
Thank you.
I hear you're coming up to join us in the Keene area, which is even better, of course. And but either way, anywhere you end up in New Hampshire is going to be, I think, spectacular. And you'll be surrounded by natives who love liberty and a bunch of people like us who've moved here for more freedom. And Dunker, ride safe. We'll look forward to hearing from you again.
Thanks.
Yep, that's dunkerbike.com.
If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1581. That's 1-800-660-1581. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at buysellmakeoffer.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, you can dial in toll-free here and bring up whatever's on your mind. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And we've got Skype, so Skype on in here just like Dunker did. You'll sound pretty great. The Skype username is lrn.fm.
Likely, you've heard the news stories about how Obamacare is driving up costs of insurance around the country, making it difficult for people to get coverage. Well, you know, it's pretty obvious that healthcare is messed up here in the United States. But there is a company that will offer you freedom from health insurance. Instead of treating sickness, they'll give you incentives for being healthy. It's called HealthExcellenceSelect.com. They give you a proactive health assessment daily. No charge, 24-hour access to doctors. I mean, you know, where are you going to get that? 24-hour access to doctors. A medical information card that has all your information on it so that, I mean, you know how hard it is for doctors because of HIPAA to be able to know what one the other doctor is doing, that kind of thing. You can have a card with all your medical information on it right there to give to whatever medical professional you want. They can scan it and have your files right in front of them. You can check them out right now, healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, massage, healthexcellenceselect.com. And the costs, It's a huge savings. Last I checked, a family could get coverage of less than $600 a month. Health, excellence. I said coverage. That's not the right term. Since they're a health savings organization.
I thought it was health sharing.
Health sharing. I'm sorry, health sharing organization. Coverage isn't a term I can use. Health Excellence Select.com. You'll love the service and the price. Health Excellence Select.com.
All right, so we were just talking with Dunker, who is getting ready to kick off bright and early tomorrow morning. He's going to bed right now. He just told me on Skype.
If you're rising with the sun, yeah. you need to set with it too.
Yep. So he's getting ready for launching a bike ride, a 1,500-mile bike ride from Florida to New Hampshire. Very exciting. I'm so glad that we've got such a group of hardcore. Liberty-minded people that are coming here. This is just beginning. I understand. People have been listening to this show for a long time. You know that this migration has been happening for a decade, but it's really only just now picking up speed because for the first 10 years, it was with the Free State Project, which was one of the other active migrations that's drawing a lot of people here. They were trying to garner a bunch of signatures of people who were willing to move here, and it took them a good decade plus to accomplish that signature gathering. So a lot of those people are supposedly planning a move, and many of them are families, and they got to sell a house and pack up a business and things like that. It takes time, but that Dunker's a great example of the level of commitment that these people who are coming here have. This isn't just your average libertarian. This is somebody who is really dedicated to the ideas of liberty so much that they're going to pick up their lives and move across the country. Now, not everybody's going to go on a bike ride across the country, but
good publicity, though.
It's still a pretty big deal to just drive across the country or fly or whatever to move your life from one point to another for political reasons. Is something that most people will never do in their lifetime. They'll move for a job. They'll move for family. But
a lot of
they
times
won't move
jobs,
for ideology.
A lot of times jobs will grow where the politics is good for job growth. So that's you kind of call that moving for politics, but it's certainly not the same thing.
That's not what motivates somebody. No. If somebody is motivated by money or family.
Yeah, or possible love interest. That might be another reason that people might move.
Okay, sure. That's another... Another way to look at family.
Almost look family, yeah.
So toll-free number here if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. If you want to check out, he mentioned the Shire Society. If you want to check out more about that, you can go to shiresociety.com. There is a declaration that you can sign there. It's basically like a personal declaration of independence. And then there's also a section of the site that talks about moving to New Hampshire because if you want to have more freedom in your lifetime, then it makes sense to combine your efforts with other people who think like you do. So again, ShireSociety.com. There's even a forum there that there's a Free Talk Live subsection. It was actually Dunker was the first person who posted on the Free Talk Live subforum there over at forum.ShireSociety.com. So feel free to join the conversation. You can reach out to him directly there or again over at his website, DunkerBike.com, where he's kicking off the ride early tomorrow morning. Let's go to your calls. Continue here. Let's go to Stefan in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Stefan.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I'd like to discuss, because you guys are talking about New Hampshire migration, and I took a look at the Free State Project, which obviously you're familiar with, how 20,000 people have apparently pledged to move to New Hampshire, correct?
That's right, yeah.
And
20,000 libertarians, volunteers.
20,000 libertarians.
Yeah, people who love freedom.
Okay, and do you know how many of these people have actually moved? Are there any numbers? Like, is this really a...
The Free State Project does... they do their best to track that information. It does obviously require self-reporting on the person who's moving. So if the person never reports, that they've moved, they may have moved, they may not have. It just depends on what level of, contact
they may
have
left and never reported that either.
That's true. Or died and not reported that either. So
about 2,500 is the answer as to how many people.
Is it already up to 25? Because like a year ago it was around 2,000 or 2,100.
I can check the numbers. I know they have them hidden on their site now.
Yeah, so they have been tracking that. So prior to them reaching their 20,000 goal, it was at approximately 2,000 which I believe also included the people who were already living here, and there were about 270 of those when the Free State Project selected New Hampshire as its destination. So I'd say it's safe to say at minimum 2,000 have moved, but again, some of those people have left, so how many, and some have died, so you know, how many of them are still here? I would bet at least 1,000 plus.
Well, the reason I wanted to discuss this was I keep hearing about this, and the goal is to achieve liberty within our lifetime. However, I don't understand how moving to the state of New Hampshire would help at all. I mean,
why not? What is confusing about it to you?
Well, the question is, how many people in New Hampshire really care?
That people are moving, or what, care about what?
I mean, you have 25 people who have moved. New Hampshire, from what I am reading here, has... Okay, 2,500.
2,000 movers difference. And 2,600 people who are called Friends of the Free State Project, making the total something like 4,600 people in state.
Well, there are well over 1 million people in New Hampshire, and I don't know if the majority of people in New Hampshire are even aware of this kind of a movement.
Well, yeah, they don't need to be.
Yeah, so really, when you look at elections, right, very few people vote in local and state level elections.
10% is considered a good turnout.
In most places.
Yeah.
And so of those 10%, how many people are truly informed?
Good question.
Right, you know, like you got
1%?
You got to presume... Well,
2?
Well, you presume
3?
Half of them have some level of information above that. And then of those people that are informed, how many of them are actually active? Because the only people you can vote for are the people that are on the ballot.
Now you're talking about a percentage of a percentage.
Right. The people who got on the ballot, the people who are active, the people who are participating in local government and the state government, and those people are... Nigh zero. There's the numbers I've heard are there's about 500 Democratic activists in the state, about 500 Republican activists, and about 5 people that you could sort of loosely call libertarian activists. So therefore, libertarians have a seat at the table that is about equal to the share of those other groups.
From an activist standpoint, I mean, as far as the political success is concerned, libertarians actually have a seat at the table, not equal to the other groups, but we've gotten a good foothold in there with literal, actual, principled libertarians
right.
sitting in office as Democrats and Republicans, not just at the state representatives level, but there was a, I can't say where it was, but there is a police chief in New Hampshire somewhere who was recently brought on board, as I understand it, who's a Free State Project participant. So we've got people that are, you know, that are getting involved at all levels of the political process here and having success.
Involvement's the right term. So you're not going to come to New Hampshire, climb Mount Washington, pull your pants down around your ankles and fly a skull and crossbones flag over your head and say, I claim New Hampshire for the libertarians. All you people will obey us. There's no taking over a state when you're talking about 20,000 people wresting control from 4 million. But you, Stefan, you're familiar that it's a small group of people that rule a large group of people in any geopolitical landmass, right?
Of course.
There you go. So all you have to do is use their process.
But how is this movement going to achieve liberty within our lifetime in New Hampshire? What are these people actually doing?
Well, that's the thing. Everybody does their own thing, and we can talk more about it if you want to stand by. It's one of our favorite topics. Obviously, we moved here, picked up our lives, and moved here. It's not just about moving. It's about getting active once you get here and doing whatever it is that you feel called to do to advance liberty. And there's a lot of different ways that one can do that stuff. 855-450-FREE, that's our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. HealthExcellenceSelect.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.